Casey with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kenyon. Greeting you on a beautiful day for Shea Stadium and the third game of the championship playoff series. Right now, the starting lineups are being introduced to the big crowd gathered here at Shea. In just a moment, we'll have the pregame ceremony, the ceremonial tossing out of the first ball, and our national anthem. The starting pitchers in today's game, for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Atlanta Braves, it will be Pat Jarvis. Now for the starting lineup and the batting orders of today's third playoff game, here's Ralph Kanger.
All right, Bob Murphy, and for the Atlanta Braves, the leadoff batter will be Felix Neon at second base. Batting second, playing center field, Tony Gonzalez. Batting third in right field, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth, playing left field, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth at first base, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth at third base, Cleve Boyer. Batting seventh and catching, Bob Didier. Batting eighth, playing shortstop, Gil Garrido. And the pitcher, Pat Jarvis, batting ninth. Same lineup, with the exception of the pitcher that started the first two ball games of this best of three out of five. For the New York Mets, Tommy Agee will lead off. He'll be in center field. Batting second and third base, Wayne Garrett. Batting third in left field, Leon Jones. Batting fourth, playing right field, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth at second base, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth at first base, Ed Greenfall. Batting seventh and catching, Jerry Grody. Batting eighth, playing shortstop, Bud Harrelson. And the pitcher, Gary Gentry, batting ninth. Now, Enzo Swarty will sing our national anthem right here at Shea Stadium. States Army New York Band, under the direction of Chief Warrant Officer Arthur Shetley, marching off the field now, and the umpire is going over the ground rules with manager Gil Hodges and manager Lumen Harris. First two games were won by the Mets. Mets won the first ball game by a score of 9-5, Tom Seaver, the winning pitcher. The losing pitcher was Phil Negro. In the second ball game, the Mets won by a score of 11-6. And Ron Taylor was the winning pitcher. Ron had picked up a save in the first ball game, so he has one save and one win for the Mets in this best of 3 out of 5. Losing pitcher in the second ball game was Ron Reed, the starter for the Atlanta Braves. This ball game is Pat Jarvis on the mound. Pat, 28 years of age, will be going against Gary Gentry, who is 23 today. Gary Gentry pitching what might be his biggest ball game on his birthday today, 23 years of age. It was Gary Gentry that won the clinching game for the New York Mets as he defeated the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 6-0 back on September 24th. And Gary Gentry, in his first year of baseball, having only approximately 2 years of experience in professional baseball, will be going in this ball game for the Mets. The conditions of the field are good, exceptionally good. Down the left field line, 341. In left center, 371. In straightaway center field, 410. Same dimensions on the right side. Very little breeze at all blowing here at Shea today. An overcast sky of some sort. Sunshiny, but with hay. Now the New York Mets, the Eastern Division champions, taking the field for their first game here at Shea Stadium. Baltimore is scheduled to play against Minnesota. They have a two-game edge in their best of 3 out of 5. That game will start at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. And it looks as though we're going to have a standing room only crowd again here at Shea Stadium. The Mets drew over 2 million fans last year, 2 million in their past season, 175,000 plus. And a great crowd here again today. Mets in their greatest year, won 100 ball games, lost 62. Atlanta won their division by 3 games. The Mets won their division by 8. And Atlanta had a record of 93-69. Mets having the best winning percentage of any team in the combined Western and Eastern division of the National League. And Gary Gentry now taking his warm-up pitches. He won 13, lost 12 this year. And he has a record against the Braves of no wins and one loss. Pat Jarvis has a lifetime record against the Mets of 4 wins and 4 losses. He had a record for the 1969 season of 13 wins and 11 losses. Now the leadoff batter stepping in the batter's box and here for the play-by-play as this game gets underway, Bob Murphy.
All right, Ralph, Felix Mian will lead off against Gary Gentry, and it's been a good series for the Atlanta second baseman. Mian has had 4 hits and 7 times at bat. Here's the pitch. Fastball, high ball, one. Magnificent day. The skies are brilliant, blue and clear. It is perfectly comfortable for the big crowd gathered at Shea, and the pitch by Gentry is high ball, two. Gary 0-1 against the Atlanta Braves this year. But he had one start against Atlanta in which he shut out the Braves for 9 innings, left the game for a pinch hitter. Game the Mets ultimately lost 1-0. Now Grody setting up the target. The 2-0 delivery is over. A call strike gets 2-1. Mets hoping to wind it up this afternoon at Shea Stadium. The 2-1 delivery hit high in the air, a pop-up to short right field. Art Chansky drifting in, draws a beat on it, makes the catch, one out. Now the number 2 hitter of the Atlanta batting order, Tony Gonzalez, the center fielder. Tony has 3 for 9 in the 2 ball games, including a home run and a 2-base hit. On the year, Gonzalez, 10-year veteran, hit .269. He finished the season in the midst of a hot streak, and as a result, Lumen Harris has had Gonzalez in center instead of Felipe Lou. And a breaking ball over to strike one goal. Felipe's had a bad leg, but could play. Now Gentry out of his windup. The pitch to Gonzalez off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Gary Gentry, lean rookie right-hander from Phoenix, Arizona. His 1-1 delivery to Tony Gonzalez, a changeup that's outside, 2-1. Wayne Garrett playing even with the bag, wide of the line at third. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson, shaded a stride towards second. On the right side of the infield, Kenny Boswell and Ed Cranepool. And a line drive to the opposite field, a base hit by Tony Gonzalez, taken by Cleon Jones and pegged back into the middle of the diamond. It brings up Henry Aaron. During the regular season, Aaron hit 44 home runs and knocked 97 runs in. He has hit 2 home runs in the playoffs. He had a 3-run homer in yesterday's game in Atlanta. Hank Aaron batted an even 300 for the year. So with one out and one on, Gary Gentry checks the runner. And the pitch is a slider at the outside corner, strike one. Baltimore and Minnesota play this afternoon in Minnesota. That game will get underway at 2:30 New York time. And ex-Met Bob Miller is going to pitch for Minnesota. Now the pitch on the way off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. For the Orioles, leading by 2 games, it will be Jim Palmer. The World Series gets underway on Saturday, October 11th. Now Cranepool holds against the runner. The pitch by Gentry. Curve, a swing and a miss. One ball and 2 strikes to Hank Aaron. Crowd still coming in here at Shea. This will not be a capacity crowd, but it will be very close to it. The outfield shaded a bit toward left against Aaron. And the pitch by Gentry is hit in the air to center field. It's deep. Back goes Tommy Agee to the warning track. It may go. It's gone. A home run. A 2-run homer to center field by Hank Aaron. That ball really took off. I didn't think it was hit that well when it first went in the air. And it wound up clearing the center field fence and smacking against the backdrop. For Aaron, his 3rd home run in 3 days. It went right over the 4-10 mark and straight away center. And the Braves jump into a 2-0 lead. Now the hitter is Rico Carty, the left fielder. Gentry out of his windup. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, ball one. Tommy Agee started gliding back very gracefully. It looked like he was going to have a play on that ball hit by Aaron, but it really carried. Low and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Henry Aaron, who has 534 regular season home runs, belting a 2-run homer. Ground ball hit to short, snagged by Harrelson. His peg across the crane pool retires Rico Carty. 2 men away. Well, Henry Aaron has hit a home run in each of the 3 playoff games. For Aaron, then, actually this year, he's now hit 47 home runs, 44 in the regular season, and 3 in the playoffs. Orlando Cepeda stepping in. Orlando had 22 homers, 88 RBIs during the season. And he takes outside, ball one. The on-deck batter is Cleet Boyer. Swinging out a miss. He gave that one a big cut. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Tommy Agee shading a couple of strides to right center against Cepeda. The pitch by Gentry is in the dirt, snagged nicely by Jerry Grody. 2 balls and a strike. home delivery, Cha-Cha hits it foul down the left field line and over into the field boxes. Tremendous press coverage gathered here at Shea for this, the third playoff game. Now Jerry Grody waits for the next delivery, and it's pulled foul far back up into the crowd and out of play. Very gentle breeze blowing out in favor of the batters. I don't think it had any bearing at all on Aaron's home run. He just really clouded it. Aaron has a graceful, even swing. Ball just seems to explode off the bat. Now Gary Gentry pitches 2-2. Low outside, ball 3, and we have a full count on Orlando Cepeda. In the playoffs, Cepeda has 3 hits and 8 times at bat. Orlando has played on 2 National League Championship teams, the Giants and the Cardinals. 3-2 delivery. Foul ball back toward our broadcasting booth and out of play. The ceremonial first ball was thrown out today by Mayor John V. Lindsay. The national anthem was sung by Enzo Stuarti. Helicopter hovering just over the outfield watching the ball game. You can't get a ticket, that's the only way to go. 3-2 delivery. Pulled foul deep down the left field line by Orlando Cepeda. The Atlanta Braves will have Pat Jarvis on the mound in today's game. Jarvis, a stocky right-hander and a tremendous competitor. During the regular season, defeated the New York Mets twice. On the year with Atlanta, Pat Jarvis won 13 and lost 11. Pitching 3-2. And a drive in the air toward the left field corner. It's going to be in for an extra base hit. Ball bouncing off the wall where it's grabbed by Cleon Jones. And Cepeda goes into second with a double. Well, the Braves opening up seriously here in the first inning. They have 2 runs in on a single by Gonzalez, a home run over the center field fence by Hank Aaron. And now a 2-base hit by Orlando Cepeda. Third baseman, Cleek Boyer, will be facing Gary Gentry. Boyer hit 249 for the season, had 14 home runs and 57 runs batted in. Beautiful day and a big crowd at the stadium. First time in Mets baseball history, they are in a championship series. Now Orlando Cepeda takes a short lead off second. Gary Gentry makes the 1 second stop and the pitch on the way. It's fouled back toward the crowd behind first base. Games 3, 4, and 5 are scheduled here for Shea Stadium. And in the American League playoffs, 3, 4, and 5 will be in Minneapolis. That game should get underway at 2:30 with Bob Miller pitching against Jim Palmer. Bob Miller was one of the original New York Mets in 1962 and won his only game of the season on the last day of the season. Slow ground ball hustling in is Wayne Garrett. He'll have to throw hard. He guns it, and the time is up. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 1 left. And the score in the middle of the first, the Atlanta Braves 2 and the New York Mets nothing.
All it is, the little rich car, the car with so much more. It's new from American Motors, the little rich car, Hornet. That's it. You see, Hornet is the first American car really designed to be a small car. Instead of just a smaller, cheaper version of a big car. The little rich car, Hornet. Get it.
See your Northeast American Motors dealer having the most exciting auto show in town. Whatever you want in a car, he's got it ready for immediate delivery. Your Northeast American Motors dealer.
On the mound for the Atlanta Braves this afternoon is right-hander Pat Jarvis, 13-11 on the year, and lifetime 4-4 against New York. Behind the plate, rookie Bob Didier. In the infield, Orlando Cepeda is at first, Felix Mian playing second. Gil Garrido is the shortstop, and Cleet Boyer is at third. Rico Carty in left field, Tony Gonzalez in center, and Henry Aaron is around at right. And Tommy Agee will lead off for the New York Mets. Tommy has 2-for-9 in the series, including a 2-run homer belted yesterday in Atlanta. Right-hand hitter with good power, and the pitch by Jarvis is high, ball one. We are pleased that today's playoff game is being carried around the world by the American Forces Radio Network to our servicemen. High, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Eddie Yost coaching at third, and Yogi Berra on the Lions at first. The Braves lead 2-0 on a 2-run homer by Henry Aaron. Now Jarvis out of his windup, fires line drive, hit down the left field line, and it's a fair ball going into the corner. Agee around first is on his way to second, and Tommy pulls into second with a double. Tommy Agee leading off the Mets attack with a two-base hit into the left field corner. It was well hit. And on the first base hit by the first batter up, the fan goes to the Atlanta bullpen for warm-up action. And Wayne Garrett steps in. Wayne's had 4-for-9 in the series, and he takes outside ball one. In the bullpen for the Atlanta Braves, left-hander George Stone starts to warm up. Boyer is in close at third against Garrett. And a call strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Ground ball pulled foul down the first baseline. Beyond the reach of Orlando Cepeda, and the count is one ball and two strikes. During the regular season, against Pat Jarvis, Wayne Garrett came up with 5 hits and 10 times at bat. Pitching 1-2, and a line drive that is caught by Jarvis. He throws the second double play. Oh, what a play by Pat Jarvis, and it really shook him up. A line drive that he caught right in front of his face, and Jarvis is visibly shaken. He then turned around and threw the second to double up Tommy Agee. And Jarvis walks all the way over to third base. He's still shaking from that. He got his glove up just in the nick of time. And he caught a hard line drive right in front of his face. Two outs and nobody on as the result of the double play, and Leon Jones coming up. Well, Agee hit a line drive into the left field corner for a double, and Garrett hit what normally would have been a base hit. But Jarvis got his glove up just in front of his face to haul it down. The batter is Leon Jones, who hit .340 during the season. And he takes high, ball one. In the playoffs, Cleon has 4-for-10, including a 2-run homer. Right-hander Jarvis fires and is foul back over the screen. One ball, one strike. Although there are some empty seats at Shea Stadium, they obviously were purchased but not used. And we do have a standing room crowd. the 1-1 delivery to Kleon. Line drive into right field, a base hit. For 3 men in a row, hit the ball hard against Pat Jarvis. But at the moment, 2 outs and 1 on. That's Kleon's fifth base hit of the series. And it brings up Art Jemski. Jemski, the best leading hitter in the playoff series, has had 6 hits in 9 times at bat. During the regular season, Art hit 300. Now Jarvis checks the runner, and the pitch by Jemski is off the outside corner. 1 ball and no strikes. Ken Boswell is the on-deck hitter. We are in the first inning, and the Braves lead on a 2-run homer by Hank Aaron. High foul pop back toward the crowd. No play for DDA, the Atlanta catcher. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Now Kleon leads off first. And the pitch to Jemski, a changeup, a good one, on the inside corner, a call strike. Following the double play, George Stone, who had been warming up in the bullpen, took a seat. But now, after the base hit by Kleon, they get him back up. There is no tomorrow for the Atlanta Braves. They must win to stay alive. Inside and low, and the count is 2-2. That's winning the first 2 games in Atlanta. And they were both high-scoring ball games, which was quite a surprise, since it is rare that the Mets pitching staff gives up many runs in a ball game. Mets won the games in Atlanta 9-5 and 11-6. Tom Seaver and Ron Taylor were the winning pitchers. And now Jemski holds up, and it's outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count on Art Jemski. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. Call strike 3. Jemski is good looking. He picked off the outside corner and made a good pitch. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. At the end of 1 inning, the Atlanta Braves 2, the New York Mets nothing.
Hello, I'm Wally Cox for Canada Dry with news of a real refreshment breakthrough. It's New Sport Cola, the new kind of cola, 99% caffeine-free. It happened this way. We thought about you parents who may not want your kids to have caffeine, or who even avoid it yourselves. And we asked the question, what does the caffeine ingredient do for a good, healthy thirst? The answer, practically nothing. Then our Canada Dry flavor masters went to work and created Sport Cola. A rich, refreshing, full-flavored cola. A kicky, clean-tasting cola that does nice cola things for your thirst and does them without added caffeine. We are quite pleased. Try Sport Cola, the new kind of cola. 99% caffeine-free. Sport Cola.
We go to the second inning, and before Bob Didier steps in, we'll step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to New York Mets Baseball from WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your FM dial in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Bob Didier, left-handed rookie catcher, takes inside ball 1 from Gary Gentry. Now the pitch by Gentry. Hit in the air to left center. A.G. hustling over, going full speed in the alley, makes the catch. This time he took off on the run from his center field spot. He dug a divot. Slowed him up just for a moment, then he turned it on and got into the fly ball in left center. Gil Garrido, the shortstop for the Atlanta Braves, hit .214 during the season. He took over as the regular shortstop the second half of the year after the All-Star break. Now the pitch by Gentry. Hard slider on the outside corner, strike one. Both the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets were sensational down the stretch drive. Off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. In the month of September, the Mets won 23 and lost only 7. And the Atlanta Braves won 20 while losing only 5. Curve low and away, 2-1 to Gil Garrido. Braves leading 2-0 on a two-run homer over the center field fence by Hank Aaron. Good fastball by Gentry. That evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitching 2-2. Off the outside corner, 3-2. The managers have not named their pitchers for the fourth game of the series. Undoubtedly, for Atlanta, it will be Phil Niekro. Unless the Mets win today and wind it up. Too high, and Gentry walks Garrido. Now the Atlanta pitcher, Pat Jarvis, will be hitting, and the Mets look for the bunt. Jarvis had 8 hits in 71 trips during the regular season. Wayne Garrett comes in close, looking for the sacrifice. He is around to bunt, but doesn't offer, and the pitch is outside and high, ball one. Eddie Kringle is holding against Gil Garrido. He squares around, bunts foul, back over the screen, no play. 1 ball and 1 strike to Pat Jarvis. Felix Mian is the on-deck batter. In the game yesterday, Mian, the leadoff batter, was on base 5 times in a row. One-one delivery, a full swing and a foul ball, no play. Now the 1-2 delivery, and he squares around, tries to bunt, and misses, strike three. Now 2 men away, one on, and coming up to hit, Felix Mian, the leadoff batter. Mian flied to right, leading off the ballgame. Mian has 4 hits and 8 times at bat in the series. Felix was the all-star second baseman in the National League, winning the nomination over Glenn Beckert of Chicago. And a fastball outside, ball one. During the regular season, the Mets were very successful at Shea Stadium. They were 22 games over 500, winning 52 and losing 30. They started rather slowly at Shea this year, but that was in the early part of the year when 3 of their 5 starting pitchers were out with injuries. From June through the end of the year, the Mets compiled an outstanding record at home. And a fly ball hit the left field. Cleon Jones, jogging toward the line, is under it now and makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. At the end of an inning and a half, the Atlanta Braves 2, the New York Mets nothing.
The Dow Ramblers South Broadway Saratoga announces International's once-a-year clearance sale of new International Scouts, the easiest driving, smoothest driving workhorse and International stable. at old-fashioned prices and on terms that won't tie you down. The Scout with optional four-wheel drive goes anywhere. It will get you out of any rut and through any day of work or play with ease and style. New body style, soft top, hard top, or cab top. This international Scout sellout lets you have the style you want, the power you want, the options you want, and the trade you want at best of the year prices while they last. So come in to Natal Rambler, South Broadway, Saratoga. Pick your power, thrifty 4 or 6-cylinder engine, or the new 304 cubic inch 193 horsepower V8, and corral the smoothest, toughest action mobile in the country, the new International Scout.
Now the last of the second inning, New York trailing Atlanta 2-0. And Ken Boswell faces Pat Jarvis. Boswell had a two-run homer in the victory yesterday in Atlanta. He looks at a pitch off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Pat Jarvis has the nickname of the Bulldog because he is such an outstanding competitor on the mound. Under the knees, ball two, it's 2-0. Well, the crowd here at Shea is starting to stir around, and a line drive base hit to left center field by Kenny Boswell. Nico Sardi plays the ball back in. Boswell opening up the New York second with a single to the opposite field. It brings up Ed Crane. Atlanta will play Crane Boole as a pull hitter. Eddie bats left and he has power. The pitch by Jarvis is outside and high. It's ball one. Pat Jarvis is from Carlisle, Illinois. During his collegiate days, he studied at Murray State College in Murray, Kentucky. This was his third full year with the Braves. Foul back over the screen, no play. Last year, Jarvis was 16-12, and the year before, 15-10. Eddie Cranepool has 2-for-8 in the series. Pitch thrown by Jarvis. Curve is swung on and foul tipped, I believe. It was. Boswell took off for second. He wasn't taking any chances. Now the umpires waved him back to first base. And the count is 1-2 on Cranepool. Eddie, one of the original Mets. If you were an original Met, that means you played on the 1962 team. This is the 8th year of the expansion. At the time, Eddie was barely 18 years old. Pitch thrown by Jarvis, breaking ball that is low, and the count is even at 2-2. Eddie will not be 25 until November. Line drive in the air to right field. Aaron in front of it makes the catch. That's the hardest ball Cranepool has hit in the series, and he gets nothing for it. Hard line drive, but right to Hank Aaron in right field. Cubs have had three hits. Each team has three, but the Braves lead 2-0 on Aaron's two-run homer. Fleet Boyer coming over from third to talk now with his pitcher, Pat Jarvis. Manager Lumen Harris of Atlanta had left-hander George Stone warming up in the first inning. Jarvis got himself out of a big jam when he flagged down a line drive just in front of his face. And then threw to second base for a double play.
Jerry Grody, the batter, and it's on the inside corner, strike one call. Breeze blowing from right across toward left now. The game started to seem to be more direct from center field toward the plate. So the advantage now is to the right-hand batters if they pull the ball to left field. And a throw to Cepeda at first, not in time. Boswell easily gets back. Bud Harrelson waits on deck. Inside and high, one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1 delivery. Foul ball back over the backstop and up into the crowd. Well, I wish you were here today. What a beautiful day and the excitement and the fun of a championship series game. Now Jarvis, up in pitching position, makes the full stop, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slow curve by Pat Jarvis fans Jerry Grody. And Bud Harrelson comes up. Good series for Bud Harrelson. Bud has two hits and eight times at bat, but he's knocked in five runs in the first two ball games. With Harrelson hitting left-handed, and he is a switch hitter. Rico Cardi, the Atlanta left fielder, is over within about 10 yards of the left field line. And Harrelson bluffs at a bunt. It's ball one. Left pitcher Gary Gentry is on deck. And a knee-high strike by Jarvis. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery, slow ground ball to shortstop, charged again Gil Garrido. He guns it, and it's in time to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. At the end of two innings, the Atlanta Braves 2, and the New York Mets nothing.
What do you think of when someone mentions Italian food? Spaghetti? Pizza? You'll find them at Mangino's Restaurant, and they are good. But you'll find that there's much more in the world of Italian cuisine when you eat at Mangino's. Try lobster fra diavolo, shrimp marinara, or lobster mangino. These are just some of the dishes featured at Mangino's. In addition to their regular menu, Mangino's features weekly specials. They also offer seafood, including lobster tails equal to the best anywhere, plus steaks and chops to satisfy the most discriminating taste. Enjoy supper or lunch today at Mangino's Restaurant on the south end of Saratoga Lake. The kitchen also stays open for late suppers. You'll find Mangino's on Route 9P, just 2 miles from Route 9 on the south end of Saratoga Lake.
Now the third inning at Shea Stadium. The Braves in front, 2-0 on the two-run homer by Hank Aaron in the first inning. Tony Gonzalez will be up against Gary Gentry, and coming up to paint the word picture for you, Ralph Kaner.
Thank you, Bob Murphy, and hi, everyone. And Tony Gonzalez steps in. Tony, a left-hand batter. And Gary Gentry with his first pitch. It's hit hard to right field. Might be extra bases. Going over is Jamski to backhand it and hold it to a single. So Gonzalez, who singled to left field off a fastball, singles to right field. And that's the fourth hit in the ball game for the Atlanta Braves. And it brings up Hank Aaron, who had a two-run home run his first time up. Hank has had three home runs, and he has been a hot man in this ball game. And the first pitch is a slow curveball, looked at for a called strike. Aaron in the series has had 4 hits and 11 times up. The Atlanta Braves leading by a score of 2-0. And they have a runner at first base with no one out here in the top of the third. Aaron in the regular season batted 300. Fastball right in tight, and he has to duck away, and his helmet comes off his head. He does not go to the ground. It's 1-1. Hank wears his batting helmet on top of his regular felt cap. He had to move in a hurry, and that helmet flew off his head. 1-1. Gentry sets up, and the pitch back to the plate. Swung on and missed, and Gentry gets the curveball by. It's 1-2. Braves got 2 runs and 3 hits in the first inning. They had a runner on in the second on a walk, and have a runner on here with no one out in the third. Jim McAndrew is now warming up in the bullpen for the Mets. And Gentry with a 1-2 pitch. It's in tight, a high fastball. 2-2. Hank Aaron, number 44. And he hit 44 home runs this year. He was one short of Willie McGovey, who had 45 for the National League lead. 2-2 pitch, hit hard to left center field. Another base hit, could be extra bases. Going over his age, he makes a fine pickup. His throw to second base is not in time. And Aaron goes off with a stand-up double, and on the play, Gonzalez goes to third. So Aaron continues his heavy hitting against the New York Mets. That is his 5th hit. He's now had 3 home runs, 1 double, and it brings Rube Walker out to the mound. Rube, the pitching coach of the New York Mets. You know why the head in your beer is so important? Because as long as that head's still there, so is all that lively beer flavor. And that's why the Rheingold 10-Minute Head is a sign of a truly great beer. The Rheingold 10-Minute Head. Haven't you timed it yet? Runners at second and third. No one out of Rico Carney, the batter. Now Nolan Ryan has joined Jim McAndrew in the bullpen, warming up for the Mets. Carney grounded off the short his first time up. Rico in the series with 2 hits and 7 times up, and the first pitch is over for a called strike. Mets have Eddie Cranepool, the first baseman, playing in for a play at the plate. Also the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. The shortstop and the second baseman are back to guard against 2-run scoring. Here's the 1-strike pitch. Inside, and it is off the bat. A foul tip caught by Jerry Grody and strike 2. Carney was trying to get out of the way, and the ball nicked the bat. Grody called the attention of the play to Ed Sudol, and then he made the call. So a 2-strike count. And Gentry says, here's the pitch. Inside and high, a fastball missing, 1-2. Starting the regular season, had a 342 average. He was in 104 ball games. Now the next delivery, and the pitch is hit foul into the stands. The count remains at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. No one out. Runners at second and third. The Atlanta Braves at bat, and they lead by a score of 2-0. On at third base, Tony Gonzalez behind him, Hank Aaron. Gentry, a long look at the signs, and Carney steps out of the batter's box. Field conditions here today are perfect. No shadows on the field, bright sunlight. Very little breeze blowing. Now the 1-2 pitch. And Carney lines it down the left field line, but it's foul. Tremendous drive, foul by about 20 feet. Into the stands, down the left field line. So Gentry takes another look at where that ball lit. Count stays at 1-2. Scott, he hit 16 home runs in the regular season, and that is going to be all for Gary Gentry, I believe. Here comes Gil Hodges out to the mound. They have suspended the automatic rule that is in force in the National League season of two trips to the mound, meaning an automatic ejection of the pitcher. But Gil now is out to talk to Gary Gentry. He takes a long look out to his bullpen. He has two warming up there, and the sign is going out. And it will be either Nolan Ryan or Jim McAndrew coming in the ballgame. Looks like it's going to be Nolan Ryan. Number 30 coming in the ballgame. He has a job ahead of him. The count 1-2 on Rico Guardi. Runners at second and third, no one out. The Braves leading by a score of 2-0. Ryan has appeared in one game start against the Atlanta Braves. He was not involved in the decision. He worked two innings, gave up no runs, has a zero ERA. So Gary Gentry gets a hand as he goes off the mound to the dugout. Ryan making his appearance to the mound. He was in 25 ball games in the regular season. Well, the Atlanta Braves got off to a fast start. In the first inning, the first batter, Felix Meehan, popped up to right field. But then Tony Gonzalez singled the left field, and Hank Aaron, on a 3-2 pitch, hit a home run that hit the center field flagpole. That put the Braves in front 2-0. The Mets got an out as Rico Cardi grounded out the shortstop, but then Orlando Cepeda doubled in the left field corner. But Gentry survived as he got Clete Boyer to ground out the third. Mets on their side have hit the ball hard off starting pitcher Pat Jarvis. But they have yet to score. Tommy Agee off with a double down the left field line. Wayne Garrett almost took an arm off Jarvis as he lined back to the mound. Jarvis in self-defense caught the ball and doubled Agee off second. Leon Jones, the third batter, lined a base hit to right field. But then Archansky was called up and strikes the 3-2 pitch. Boswell led off the second and lined a single to left. Rainbow lined out to the right fielder. Jerry Grody was struck out in the change of pace, and Bud Harrelson grounded out to short. So it stands at 2-0 in favor of the Atlanta Braves. Nolan Ryan, a big, strong, hard-throwing right-hander. He has averaged a strikeout in the inning. In 89 and one-third innings, Nolan Ryan has given up only 60 hits. He has allowed 35 earned runs, walked 53, struck out 92. And he'll be working to Rico Cardi with a count at 1-2. A long foul ball by Cardi knocking Gary Gentry out of the box. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Ryan strikes out Rico Cardi. So the Mets, using their strikeout pitcher, getting a strikeout. And that brings up Orlando Cepeda, who doubled his first time up. Cepeda in this series has had 4 hits and 9 times up, and the Mets are going to put him on. And the first pitch is outside for a ball. Mets putting him on to set up a possible double play. There's ball two. And they'll be pitching to Clete Boyer. And the pitch outside, ball three. And now, ball four, and the bases are loaded. That'll bring up Clete Boyer, who grounded out to third his first time up. Boyer, a right-hand batter. Mets set their infield back at short at second for the double play. They have their first baseman and third baseman, Ed Greenpool and Wayne Garrett, in even with a bag for a play either to home or second. and Ryan waiting for the sign from Jerry Grody. He has it. Here's the short windup and the pitch. It's swung on and missed, strike one. Ryan with a blazing fastball picking up a strike. Boyer in the series has had three runs batted in with one hit and six times up. A sacrifice fly and a single that drove in two runs. Now Ryan again into the short windup and the pitch. It is swung on and fouled back into the stand, strike two. A two-strike count. Tony Gonzalez is on third base. Behind him, Hank Aaron. A single and a double. And on first base, Orlando Cepeda. The two-strike pitch. It is swung on and fouled back. So the count remains at strike two. Atlanta Braves leading 2-0. They have the bases loaded with one out in the top of the third. Now again, the two-strike pitch to Cleet Boyer. And it's taken just high. Boyer started the swing, then held off, and the count goes to 1-2. Ryan again with a fastball. He has yet to throw a curve. Now again, it's Ryan back to Cleet Boyer, and the pitch is taken for a ball, strike three. Another blazing fastball, and Boyer is struck out. Now with 2 men away, the infield drops back, and the batter coming up is Bob Didier. DDA will be batting left-handed against the right-hand pitcher. His first time up, he was out in a good play by Tommy Agee in center field on a fly ball. During the regular season, DDA batted 256 in this series. He's 0-for-9. Mets playing shallow and straight away. And Ryan in the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Nolan Ryan in relief of Gary Gentry. And the one-strike delivery. It is just outside, about knee-high, a fastball missing 1-1. Now the sign is out. The short windup and pitch. And it's swung on and fouled back, strike two. So there's large crowd here in anticipation. Majority hoping that Ryan can bail Gentry out of this jam. Here's the windup, the 1-2 pitch. It is outside. Fastball just missing, blown away. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan, 6'2", 195 pounds. Here's the windup. End of pitch, the 2-2 pitch, fouled off into the stands, out of play, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Ryan, 22 years of age. Signed by the Mets in 1965. Once again, the windup. And the pitch to DDA. It is fouled into the stand. Ball fouled off on the third base side, and the count remains two balls, two strikes. Gary Gentry got credit for 2 innings of work before Ryan relieved him. Charged with 2 runs, he gave up 5 hits. Struck out 1, walked 1. Now again, here's the 2-2 pitch. It is hit out to left field. Leon Jones will get to it. He goes over by the foul line. Takes the catch. Retires. Nolan Ryan with a tremendous performance. Coming in with no one out, runners at second and third, striking out two, walking one intentionally and getting the final out of the fly ball to left field. No runs, two hits, no errors, and three men left on in the score. In the middle of the third, the Atlanta Braves two, New York Mets nothing.
Ski Heil. It may seem early for this greeting, but the weather is turning colder and skiing will be here before you know it. If you're just starting to ski, or if you'd like to upgrade your skis, check these values. Here at Walton Sport Shop in Saratoga, we're having a preseason clearance sale on last year's models. Here are some of the specific items that have been reduced. Just five pairs of metal skis, which were $89.95, have been priced at $60. Only two pair of Atomic Metal skis are on sale. Normally, $104.95, they've been reduced to $70. A selection of wooden skis ranging from $31.95 to $49.95 are sale priced at $20 to $30. Lace double ski boots, usually $30 to $35 a pair, have been reduced to $15 to $20. Check the preseason savings now at Walton Sports Shop, where sportsmen cater to sportsmen.
We're going to the bottom of the third, and Nolan Ryan coming up. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is New York Mets Baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3, Saratoga Springs, New York.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Shea Stadium. And the first pitch to Nolan Ryan by Pat Jarvis is swung on a miss, strike one. Ryan has had three hits and 29 times up this year. He has driven in two runs. He has struck out 15 times. Jarvis back, and a breaking pitch is fouled off the end of the bat, strike two. Pat Jarvis with a record of 13 and 11 in the regular season, pitching for the Atlanta Braves. He has been reached for no runs and three hits. Two-strike delivery. Fastball outside, the count one and two. Mets will have Tommy Agee behind Ryan and Wayne Garrett coming up in this inning. They have hit Jarvis hard, but have not been able to score. Braves lead 2-0 on a two-run home run by Hank Aaron. The 1-2 pitch. It is swung on and missed, strike three. So Ryan becomes the third strikeout victim, and it brings up Tommy Agee. Agee doubled down the left field corner, his first time up. His third hit in the series, he's been up 10 times. He has had one home run and two runs batted in. Braves 2, Mets nothing. One away, bottom half of the third. And the pitch is through the center field. It's going, going, and it's all gone. Goodbye. With a tremendous home run to center field, his second in the series. And now the batter coming up is Wayne Garrett, and the first pitch is over, a called strike. Garrett grounded, pardon me, line back to the pitcher's first time up, almost took his arm off. Here's the one strike pitch. Change up curve, it's blowing inside. One ball, one strike. Once again, George Stone is starting to throw in the bullpen for the Atlanta Braves. He has been up in every inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It is over, a call, strike two, a breaking ball. The Atlanta Braves 2, the Mets on the scoreboard with a home run from Tommy Agee. Now at 1-2, the pitch by Jarvis, a right-hander, a changeup inside, it's 2-2. Wayne Garrett with four hits and 10 times up in the series. Pass from a close stance, the left-hand batter, and now a 2-2. The pitch to Garrett. It is swung on and fouled back. So the count stays at two balls and two strikes. Hines go out, the windup, and pitch. It is over the outside corner, call strike three, and Jarvis with the curveball strikes out Garrett for his fourth strikeout of the ballgame. That'll bring up Cleon Jones. Cleon singled the right field his first time up. He's had five hits, 11 times up in the series. He has had four runs batted in, one home run. That's trailing by one. 2 minutes away, bottom half of the third. George Stone, the left-hander, continues to warm up in the bullpen for the Braves. Now the windup and pitch to Cleon. And it's hit foul into the stand, strike one. One strike count. Cleon lined a fastball that was outside and high to right field for his base hit. And the one strike delivery. Change up, swung on a miss. It's one strike two. Cleon asking for time to get set in the batter's box, now back in. And the two strike delivery. High for a ball. Both Yogi Berra, the first base coach, and Eddie Yost, the third base coach, are in fielding position in the coaching box. That's the guard against any hard hit ball that might come their way. Now at 1-2, the pitch to Jones. Change up, he swung and missed. Strike three, five strikeouts in the ballgame for Jarvis. But in the inning, the Mets score a run on the home run by Tommy Agee. Their only base hit. No errors and no one left on base in the score at the end of three. The Atlanta Braves 2, the New York Mets 1.
Hey, are you an American Motors dealer?
Yes, sir.
Are you the guy that's going to try to sell me that new little low-priced Hornet?
Yes, would you like to...
Say, how come you call it the little rich car anyway?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. For one thing, Hornet is the first American car really designed to be a small car instead of just a smaller, cheaper version of a big car.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, a standard 128 six-cylinder engine, for one thing, and that's bigger than any other car of its kind. Electronically balanced wheels, solid aluminum grille.
But what about options?
Well, what do you want? Power steering, power brakes, factory air, 304 cubic inch V8 engine, platter upholstery.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what if I'm not that rich?
Then you just say when, anywhere in between.
I'll say when, all right. When can I get my Hornet?
See your Northeast American Motors dealer having the most exciting auto show in town. Whatever you want in a car, he's got it ready for immediate delivery. Your Northeast American Motors dealer.
We're going now to the top of the fourth inning. Gil Garrido, the first batter for the Atlanta Braves, and the first pitch by Ryan is high, a fastball, missing ball one. Garrido walked his first time up. Two hits and eight times up in the series. And the pitch by Ryan is hit out to center field. Tommy Agee with a soft fly ball. And he moves back and makes the play. One away. That'll bring up the pitcher, Pat Jarvis. Jarvis tosses the bats away and forgets that he has no bat to bring to the plate. So he reaches down and picks one up. Pat struck out. Missing the bunt his first time up. He has been up 71 times with eight base hits in the regular season. Four runs batted in. He's a right-hand batter, and the first pitch is swung on a miss, strike one. Again, the fastball. Ryan has yet to throw a curve. He came in the ballgame in relief of Gary Gentry with runners at second and third and no one out. Now a little pop-up foul out of play, and the count strike two. He struck out Rico Carty. The count was one ball and two strikes when he came in the ballgame. He threw him one pitch and struck him out. Orlando Cepeda, the next batter, was walked intentionally, and then he struck out Cleve Boyer, got him looking at a fastball. And then Bob Didier flied out to left field, and Ryan bailed Gentry out of the jam. Next pitch back, swung on and missed, strike three, and Ryan gets his third strikeout. That'll bring up Felix Mian. Felix is 0 for 2 in the game. The Atlanta Braves lead 2 to 1 with 2 men out. We're in the top of the fourth. Mian's had 4 hits 9 times up in the series. A fly ball to right field in this ball game is first time up, and a fly ball to left field is next time up. And a fastball over, a called strike. And Mian has yet to swing at the first pitch in any time at bat in this series. No one strike delivery. It is a curveball that bounces in the dirt about 6 feet in front of home plate. That was the first curve that Ryan had thrown in the game. Now at 1-1, the pitch to Mian. Again, a curve. It's grounded out to short. Bud Harrelson takes the second out, fires to first base, and side is retired. 1-2-3 for Nolan Ryan. And the score, the middle of the fourth, the Atlanta Braves 2, the New York Mets 1.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why you resent me like you do. I don't know why you just keep talking. You always make my sense, you're not a sweet thing. You always look so well with what I'm meaning. I don't know why I love you like I do.
Whoever expected such a different tasting soft drink to be loved by so many? Canada Dry Ginger Ale, the unexpected soft drink.
We're going down to the bottom of the fourth inning, and that's trailing by one. And the first batter for New York will be Art Kamsky. On the mound, Pat Jarvis. The Mets have reached him for 1 run on 4 base hits. The run scoring on a home run by Tommy Agee. Jamsky was struck out his first time up. And a changeup is lined to right. Aaron's charging, but he can't get to it, and he takes it on one hop. And the Mets have a base hit. A dime run at first. No one out in the fourth, and Ken Boswell coming up. Once again, the phone rings in the bullpen, and the Atlanta Braves bullpen starts up again. It's, again, George Stone. Art Jamsky with that base hit now has had 7 hits and 11 times up in the championship series. Boswell singled to left field his first time up. Time run at first. Boyer's in looking for a possible sacrifice. And the first pitch. It is taken low. A fastball. Boswell was inning away. Hits are all even at 5 apiece. And the 1-0 pitch. Over for a called strike. It's 1-1. Boswell's other base hit was a home run with a man on yesterday's ball game. Here's the 1-1 delivery. And it's blown away. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Going out, bottom half of the fourth inning. The score, Atlanta 2, the Mets 1. And the Mets have a runner at first. Now at 2-1, the pitch to Boswell. It is over for a call strike. Pitch over the outside part of the plate above the knees. So the count now 2-2. Ed Sudol, the home plate umpire, brushes off the plate. Boswell checking the count. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now Pat Jarvis in the set position and the pitch. And it's a deep to right field. It's going, going, going. And it's going to the ball. Yesterday, from July 16th, now is at 2 in a row. Yesterday and today, the Mets have taken the lead 3-2, and that brings up Eddie Greenbull. Greenbull line to right, his first time up, and he hits a hard smash down the right field line. It'll be extra bases. Greenbull makes the turn at first. In the corner, fielding the ball is Aaron, the play at third base, and Greenbull slides in, and he is out. Greenbull trying to stretch a double into a three-base hit is out. Relay going from Hank Aaron to Phoenix Mahon to Clee Boyer. So a fine relay play, taking the man off the bases, and now with one away, the batter coming up is Jerry Grody. Well, the Mets now have had 7 base hits. They are continuing to hit the ball hard off Pat Jarvis. Grody stepping in. He was struck out his first time up on a change of pace. And the first pitch to the right-hand batter. Curveball swung on and foul back. Strike one. That's leading 3-2 on a 2-run home run by Ken Boswell. They got their first run on the home run by Tommy Agee. The Atlanta's run were scored on a 2-run home run by Hank Aaron. Here's the 1-strike delivery. Fastball swung on and missed. Now it's 2 strikes, Jarvis back to Grody, and a breaking ball is outside. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. The next delivery, a changeup, grounded foul. Grody, who struck out on a change of pace, this time spoiled the pitch. He was out in front of it. He grounded the ball foul down the third base side. The Mets win today, they will have won the National League Championship. The pitch back to Grody. It is swung on, foul tipped into the glove of DDA, strike 3. So Grody is struck out for the second time in the ballgame. That is strikeout number 6 for Pat Jarvis. And it brings up Bud Harrelson. Harrelson grounded out to short his first time up. Harrelson batting left-handed against the right-hand pitcher, and the first pitch is bunted on out towards the mound, picked up quickly by Jarvis. He gets through it and fires to first base for the out. That retires the side. But in the inning, the Mets score 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors. No one left on base. And the score at the end of 4, the Mets 3, the Atlanta Braves 2.
Go international now and save at Natal Ramblers' once-a-year clearance sale of International Scouts pickups and travelalls. See the new Scout International's fun-loving workhorse. Test drive the rugged, dependable International pickup. 83 new improvements this year. Try the new International Travelall, the super wagon that sleeps 3, rides 9, and responds with brute power to tote more than any other wagon on the road. Special seasonal savings on many luxury options, too. Go for International's best-of-the-year prices and bring home a working playmate today from Natal Ramblers, South Broadway in Saratoga Springs.
For the Atlanta Braves in the 5th inning, Tony Gonzalez up against Nolan Ryan. Ground ball hit down to first. Greenbull up with it. He'll race to the bag and take it in the system.
So, one away, nobody on. Top half of inning number five, Hank Aaron coming up. He has been pure murder of the series. Aaron hit a two-run homer over the center field fence in the first inning, and he doubled the left center in the third inning. Now the windup and the pitch by Nolan Ryan, a curve in the dirt, one ball and no strikes. Hank Aaron, number three in the all-time home run derby. He takes inside and high, it's ball two. In the history of baseball, only Babe Ruth and Willie Mays have hit more home runs than Henry Aaron. Just playing the outfield deep and around the left against Aaron. Ryan's 2-0 delivery is popped up in the short right field. Kenny Boswell, his shallow right is under it waiting, and he makes the catch. Now two outs and nobody on. Here is the cleanup batter, Rico Cardi, to face Nolan Ryan. Rico has bounced out to short and been struck out, nothing for two. And he looks at a curve this high, one ball and no strikes. Manager Gil Hodges brought Ryan in the ball game in the third inning. Fastball outside and high, 2-0. Ryan came in with runners on second and third, nobody out, on the count of 1-2 on Rico Cardi. He fired one pitch, and that struck out Cardi. Now he misses inside and falls behind us, Cardi. Three balls with no strikes. They gave an intentional walk to Cepeda to load the bases. He then struck out Boyer and got DDA to pitch out of the gym. And a fastball at the letter is 3-1. Three-one delivery. Swing on a miss. Hardwin is 3-2. When Ryan has his control, he is one of the very best. He gets as much velocity on a fastball as any pitcher in baseball. The payoff pitch, foul ball, back over our heads up into the mezzanine section. Standing room crowd gathered at Shea. Clear skies, a beautiful afternoon. Absolutely no humidity. It just could not be more comfortable. Tommy Agee flying Cardi over toward right center. And the 3-2 pitch, too high, ball four. Rico draws a walk on 3-2. That's the second walk by Nolan Ryan. The other was intentional to Cepeda. And now the hitter is Cepeda. He doubled in the first, threw the intentional walk in the third. Orlando Cepeda has four hits and nine times at bat in the series. Now Eddie Crane Pool holds against the runner and a foul back over the screen, strike one. With Ryan pitching and the great velocity that he gets on his fastball, baseball fans who are in the area behind home plate, regardless of the level of the stadium, have a great chance to go home with a souvenir. A one-strike pitch. Fastball over. Strike two. Oh, did he have a shove on that? Mets lead 3-2 on Ken Boswell's two-run homer into the bullpen. Bullpen coach Joe Pignatano caught the ball after it went over the wall. Fouled off the end of the bat. Back into the side. And by the reaction of the crowd, it must have been a good play by one of the grandstand outfielders. And the pitch on the way. High foul ball lofted back over the backstop and into the crowd. Baltimore and Minnesota play at Minneapolis this afternoon. That game should be getting underway now in a very few minutes. Ex-Met Bob Miller is ticketed to pitch for Minnesota against Jim Palmer of the Orioles. Baltimore winning yesterday, 1-0 and 11 on a three-hit shutout by McNally. The two-strike delivery by Ryan, and again it's foul back upstairs. Cepeda getting around and just getting enough of that fastball to foul off. Set position, fires, and a long drive deep to left center that is going, gone. A two-run homer by Orlando Cepeda, and the Atlanta Braves regain the lead. They are in front 4-3. Well, he earned that one. He kept fouling off one fastball after another, and then he got all of it and hit a ball far over the left center field wall at the 396 mark. The first hit given up by Nolan Rand, but it was a long one. And so the walk of Rico Cardi on 3-2 proves costly to Nolan Rand. The Braves are back in front. Each team has now hit two home runs. Henry Aaron and Orlando Cepeda for the Braves. Lee Boyer looks at a curve outside, ball one. During the regular season, Cepeda hit 22 home runs and knocked 88 runs in. Fouled, back over the screen, one ball, one strike. That was a tremendous home run by Cepeda. It not only went over the wall, but it went over the special seats that were constructed for the Vietnam veterans. Ball had to travel about 430 feet. Grounder going foul down the third baseline, 1-2. Home runs have accounted for all seven runs in the game. For the Mets, Tommy Agee, a home run with nobody on, and Ken Boswell with a man on. Boyer waiting, and he pops one into the air to center field. Tommy Agee coming in, flips the glasses, and makes the catch. Two runs, one hit. No errors, none left on. At the end of four and one half innings, the Atlanta Braves 4 and New York Mets 3.
Shop the Green Wages Castor. Shop the Green Wages Castor.
In fine 12-gauge acrylic knit, sizes 34 to 40. Girls' dresses, $1, $2, and $3, sizes 4 to 14. The regular price, $3.97. And pink lotion detergent, 4 bottles for $1. Use soft formula. Yes, it really pays to shop at the James Way Discount Department Store in the West Hill Shopping Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 10.
In the last of the fifth inning, Nolan Ryan leads off against Pat Jarvis. The Braves now leading 4-3. And a fastball over the outside corner, strike one. For Nolan Ryan, his second time up. He was struck out his previous trip. Pat Jarvis has struck out six. And he gets the outside corner, strike two. Tommy Agee on deck, and then Wayne Garrett. Jarvis into his windup. The pitch to Nolan Ryan is off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Pitching 1-2. It's fouled off by Nolan Ryan, coming back up into the crowd, and the count stays. One ball, two strikes. Atlanta 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors. New York 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Now the 1-2 delivery, and a ground ball to serve the hole 1-2 into right field, a base hit for Nolan Ryan. Ryan has cut off with a single to right field. Right here, we pause for station identification. This is New York, that's Baseball Network.
This is WKAJ-FM, Saratoga Springs, New York, 102.3 on your FM dial, the home of the New York Mets.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. We are in the last of the fifth inning today with the Braves in front, 4-3. Left-hander George Stone, right-hander Cecil Upshaw start warming up for Atlanta. And Tommy Agee will be facing Pat Jarvis. Agee has two for two, a double to left, and a home run over the center field fence. Tommy now has four hits and 11 times at bat in the series. Here's the pitch on the way, and a half swing at the slider on the outside corner, strike one. Boyer is in close at third, just in case of a bunt. Agee showing no indication of it. Ryan leading off first. And a drive in the air to left field. Hardy is moving back to the warning track, and he has it. Well hit by Tommy Agee, but taken on the edge of the warning track. Now with one away, it brings up Wayne Garrett. Wayne hit a hard line drive into a double play. The ball caught by the pitcher, and it doubled up Tommy Agee in the first inning. He was called out in the third. The Mets have out hit the Braves 8-6, but trail 4-3. And a high drive deep to right. Going, going. There it goes. A home run. Out of his windup. The pitch to Cleon. A line drive down the right field line. Fair ball. Big hit. Jones around first is on his way to second. He'll pull in at second base, standing up with a double. That brings Lemon Harris out of the Atlanta dugout. That ball was not hit hard by Cleon. It was an inside pitch, and he's so strong. He just kind of overpowered it and hit a soft line drive that was fair by less than a foot down the right field line. It rolled over in foul territory, and Cleon went to second. During the regular season, Cleon had 25 two-base hits. And George Stone, the left-hander, is coming in to replace starter Pat Jarvis. So Pat Jarvis has been knocked out of the box by the New York Mets in the fifth inning. He will leave the ball game after pitching 4 1/3. And at the moment, he has given up 5 runs, allowed 10 hits. He walked none and struck out 6. George Stone, during the season, won 13 and lost 10. He was used both as a starter and relief pitcher, although more consistently as a starter. He faced the Mets 3 times. He won none and lost one. He lost the ball game pitching in relief for the New York Mets on the 9th of August. Mets winning that ball game by a score of 5-3. Stone has a lifetime record against New York of 1-1. George Stone, a left-hander, being brought in by manager Lumen Harris. What an exciting ball game this is. Atlanta went in front 2-0 on a two-run homer by Aaron in the first. The Mets scored a run in the third on a home run by Tommy Yacy. The Mets took the lead 3-2 on Boswell's two-run homer in the fourth. The Braves regained the lead at 4-3 on Cepeda's two-run homer. And now the Mets have taken the lead back 5-4 on a two-run homer by Wayne Garrett. Mets have three home runs in winning yesterday's ball game. Each of the home runs yesterday came with a man on. So, 9 runs have crossed the plate, and they've all been propelled that direction by a home run. Now here are the warm-ups for the American League Championship Series game in Minnesota. For the Baltimore Orioles, it will be Jim Palmer, a right-hander. And for the Minnesota Twins, ex-Met Bob Miller. Bob Miller was one of the original Mets in 1962. He won 1 and lost 12 that year, and he got his victory on the last day of the season. Mets acclaimed Bob Miller in the extension. They later traded him to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Dodgers traded him on to Minnesota. Art Shamsky will be the first man to face left-hander George Stone. Art Shamsky in this series has 7 hits and 11 times at bat. Art singled to right his last time up. He has 1-for-2 today. One out, a runner on second. It's left-hander against left-hander. And the pitch by Stone. Fastball over, strike one call. Left-hander George Stone is from Ruston, Louisiana. He's 6'3 and 210 pounds. He went to college at Louisiana Tech. One strike delivery. Ground ball hit down to first base. Cepeda grabs the hop. The pitcher comes over to cover. Shamsky is out. And Leon moves on to third. Jim Boswell coming up. Boswell has singled to left and hit a two-run homer into the bullpen and right. Braves play the infield back now with 2 men away. Cleon Jones is on third. New York in front 5-4. We are in the last half of the fifth inning. Now the windup by Stone. The pitch to Bozzi is swung and fouled at strike one. The record for most home runs in one World Series game by a rookie is shared by Charlie Keller and Tony Kubek of the 1939 and 1957 New York Yankees. Next pitch by Stone, a line drive to hard to right field. Aaron has to trap it at the base hit. And in the score comes Leon Jones. It was trapped. Aaron tried to put it on. Naturally, it appears to have an umpire down the foul line. Hokie done it coming. Was umpiring on the foul line and immediately ruled that the ball had been trapped. A hard line drive into right field. So Boswell comes up with his third hit of the game, drives home a run, and the Mets now lead 6-4. Jim Boswell now has 3-for-3 and 3 runs batted in. Ed Trainville facing George Stone. The tall left-hander kicks and delivers. And Trainville drives to Bunny's way on, but bunts the ball foul. One strike count to Ed Trainville. Teddy Cranepool has lined out hard to right field and double to right field. So it has one for two. Mets hoping to wrap up the National League Championship here this afternoon at Shea Stadium. Now the pitch. Fouled back over the third base dugout and out of play. Three runs are in the last half of the fifth inning. Mets now have collected 11 hits, and they lead 6-4. Ken Boswell leads off first. The two-strike pitch. He's under the knees on a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Everybody in the Mets lineup has at least one hit with the exception of Grody and Harrelson. Pitching one and two. The runner goes and a liner cut by Orlando Cepeda. The side is retired. Shoulder high, hard hit line drive right to Cepeda. So Cranepool has been up three times and made good contact all three. Three runs. Four hits. No error. One left on. At the end of five innings, the New York Mets 6 and the Atlanta Braves 4. Now here's a word from Rangel.
It's nothing new. It costs money to brew a great beer. It cost money back in 1837. It costs money today. Rheingold started brewing beer in this country in 1837, using the finest ingredients money could buy. And even though things cost a lot more today, Rheingold's still buying those same high-quality ingredients. The finest malt, choice imported and domestic hops. Costly ingredients that give Rheingold its great extra-dry flavor. And it's proud 10-minute head.
My beer is Rheingold the dry beer. That's for Rheingold whenever you buy beer. Rheingold beer stays so high. Rheingold brewed extra dry. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
The Rheingold 10-minute head. Haven't you timed it yet? Rheingold Breweries, New York and Orange, New Jersey.
We go to the sixth inning at Shea Stadium. The Mets now leading the Braves by a score of 6-4. Third game of the championship series. If the Mets can win today, they nail down the National League flag. The World Series will get underway in the American League City next Saturday, October 11th. Right now, Baltimore leads Minnesota 2-0 in the best 3-of-5 series. It could very well be that the Mets and the Orioles could be sitting around from Monday to Saturday waiting on the series. Neither manager would relish that idea. It's hard to keep your pitching sharp. Nolan Ryan out of his windup, and the pitch to DDA is taken high, ball one. DDA, the Atlanta catcher, has flied to center and flied to left, nothing for two. A pop foul going over toward the crowd behind third. Cecil Upshaw continues to work in the Atlanta bullpen, indicating that Lumen Harris will put up a pinch hitter. The pitcher, George Stone, is scheduled to hit third in this inning. The Braves cannot hang back and wait. They must win. The 1-1 delivery. Ground ball bounced slowly on the right side. Cranepool going for it. Turns and throws. Out at first base. Beautiful play by Eddie Cranepool. He went wide to his right on the slow grounder, and after he lunged for it and got it in his glove, he had to spin completely around. Fire the ball to Ryan, the pitcher, who had come over to cover. One man down. Now the hitter is Gil Garrido. Garrido has reached on a walk and flied to center, nothing for one. Now Ryan takes a deep breath to relax himself. Around comes the right arm, swinging on a miss and a fastball, strike one. For the best products and service on the road, make Citgo your gas station. It's a nice place to visit. Now the curve and the half swing he held in time. Brody did not like the call. My umpire hit Sudol, and he asked Sudol to check with the first base umpire. Sudol does and gets the backing to substantiate the call. One ball and one strike to Gil Garrido. Now Ryan out of his windup. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit down to third, handled by Wayne Garrett. And he throws to first and back. Garrido never left the batter's box. I think he's going to argue that the ball came off of his foot and should be called a foul ball. But it is not. It is a fair ball, and he's out, and he never left the batter's box. George Stone will come up to hit. Lumen might have gone to a pinch hitter had either man in front of Stone gotten on. Stone is a pretty good hitter in his own right. Swing and a miss, strike one. Now the pitch by Nolan Ryan. Fastball high, one ball and one strike. As a hitter this year, George Stone, the big southpaw from Ruston, Louisiana, has 11 hits and 59 times at bat, including a home run. Low and outside, it's 2-1. Two outs and nobody on the top of the sixth. The Mets lead the Braves 6-4. Swing and a miss at Ryan's Express, that blazing fastball. Pitching 2-2. It's over, strike three goals. Ryan gets the Braves 1-2-3. For Nolan Ryan, who struck out two when he came in the game in the third, that is his fourth strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. After 5 1/2 innings, the New York Mets 6 and the Atlanta Braves 4.
When you're building or buying a house, you naturally want your heating system to be clean, dependable, safe, and economical. That's why so many builders of quality homes specify oil heat. No competitive fuel heats cleaner than modern oil. Oil burners are expertly engineered, precision-built equipment. You can rely on them no matter how bad the weather, and here's why. Unlike other heating systems, your fuel supply is right at home when you use oil. You don't have to worry about service interruptions. Dawney Oil Corporation, your local Shell Fuel Oil dealer, will be happy to show you how little it costs to install a safe, reliable oil heating system in your home. They'll also explain how little it costs to keep your home comfortable and warm with clean, modern Shell heating oil. Call them today, 885-6224. That's 885-6224 for the Dawney Oil Corporation. Call today, 885-6224.
For the New York Mets, Jerry Grody will be up against George Stone. As we go now to the bottom half of the sixth inning, New York in front 6-4. And the curve is in the dirt out in front of home plate, ball one. The Mets have hit three home runs, the Braves have hit two. Inside and low, ball two. It's two balls and no strikes. Line drive hit hard down the right field line. A fair ball going into the right field corner. And Grody is on his way to second. He goes in standing up with a double. Jerry Grody hitting a hard line drive double into the right field corner. Bud Harrelson coming up. The Atlanta Braves have their ace fireman, Cecil Upshaw, working in the bullpen. And Eddie Yost wants to talk to Bud Harrelson. Yost, the third base coach, calling Harrelson down. Say, how about shaking the old cola draft? Get the one that's really mad, the one with a mad, mad taste, R.C. the Cummer. Now Stone, out of the stretch, delivers low and outside. A screwball missing, one ball and no strike. Defensively, the Braves have shortened up at first and third in case of a bunt. He squares around, bunts the ball, back towards the mound, but back to the beautiful bunt, the Braves just get beat. Harrelson moves the runner with a beautiful bunt. He bunted the ball directly toward the mound, but he had that backspin on it. Ball started rolling back toward the plate. Nolan Ryan coming up with a runner on third and one man out. Ryan got a base hit his last time up. The Orioles and the Minnesota Twins are underway in Minnesota now, and Baltimore did not score in the first inning. Jim Palmer is pitching for Baltimore and Bob Miller for Minnesota. We are going to get a pitching change. Upshaw is coming in. The pitching coach of the Atlanta Braves, former American League pitching star Harry Doris, goes out to the mound. To make the pitching change, Roman Harris wants a right-hander in the game to face Nolan Ryan. So Cecil Upshaw is coming in. Upshaw recorded 27 pitching saves during the course of the regular season. This will be his 63rd ballgame. So George Stone gets credit for pitching one inning while he's on the mound, and at the moment has allowed no runs, given up two hits. The Mets have a total of 12 hits in the game. Stone walked none and struck out none. Upshaw has now relieved in all three games of the playoff series. So far, he's worked 3 2/3 innings in 2 relief appearances and allowed 2 runs and 3 base hits. Cecil Upshaw. Tall, side-arming right-hander. New York, 6 runs on 12 hits and no errors. The Atlanta Braves, 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Must have lugged out the heavy artillery against Atlanta in yesterday's game and today's game. The Mets had 3 home runs, each with a man on, and winning yesterday 11-6. And they have hit 3 home runs in the game today, accounting for 5 of their 6 runs. Is from Spearsville, Louisiana, and he stands 6'6". He went to Centenary College in Shreveport, Louisiana. This is his second full year with the Braves. He came up year before last for a half a season. His motion is very difficult for a right-hand hitter. He's tall, but he pitches sidearm. Now we're ready to go. The Braves bring the infield in close. And the batter is Nolan Ryan. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss, strike one. in the infield, right on the edge of the infield grass. And the pitch thrown is swung on, a ground ball is slowly to third. The runner will hold. Boyer throws to Cepeda to erase Nolan Ryan, two down. Now leadoff batter Tommy Yates. What a big game for Tommy. He doubled to left. He hit a home run over the center field wall. He lined out very hard to Cardi in left field. Minnesota scored a run off Jim Palmer in the first. At the end of one, Minnesota won, Baltimore nothing. Now the infield drops back with 2 men away. And a sidearm curve is outside. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 delivery to AG. He goes after it and misses, 1-1. Mets took the lead for the second time on Wayne Garrett's two-run homer in the fifth inning. The 1-1 delivery and a slow ground ball coming off the mound and popping the ball. All hands are safe. 30 is at the score. 80 is on. Ball was bobbled by the pitcher. Keeps it up. It will be scored as an infield hit. I don't think he could have thrown AG out and he fielded the ball clean. And now the Mets have a 3-run lead. It's 7-4. Third hit of the game for Tommy Agee. Wayne Garrett stepping in. That run will be charged to George Stone. Here's the pitch to Wayne. On the inside corner, a tall strike. Garrett lined into a double play in the first, was struck out in the third, and then unloaded. A long two-run homer to make it 5-4 New York in the fifth inning. Now a throw to first by Upshaw. Not in time, AG gets back. The Mets lead 7-4 in the sixth inning. And a quick throw over is not in time. In foul territory, coming back is DDA, the catcher. He's under it, and he has it for the out. Side retired in the last of the sixth inning. The Mets score one run. There were two hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of six innings, the New York Mets 7 and the Atlanta Braves 4.
Hello, I'm Wally Cox for Canada Dry with news of a real refreshment breakthrough. It's New Sport Cola, the new kind of cola, 99% caffeine-free. It happened this way. We thought about you parents who may not want your kids to have caffeine or who even avoid it yourselves. And we asked the question, what does the caffeine ingredient do for a good, healthy thirst? The answer, practically nothing. Then our Canada Dry Flavor Masters went to work and created Sport Cola. A rich, refreshing, full-flavored cola. A kicky, clean-tasting cola that does nice cola things for your thirst and does them without added caffeine. We are quite pleased. Try Sport Cola, the new kind of cola. 99% caffeine-free. Sport Cola.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. The Mets are leading the Braves by a score of 7-4. Felix Millan is up in the seventh. Nolan Ryan pitches a fastball high. It's ball one. The Mets have 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors. The Braves 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Millan is the leadoff man in the Braves batting order. That's in for a called strike. Millan was on base 5 times yesterday. Today he flies to right, flies to left, and grounded out short to first. 1-1 to count with Tony Gonzalez waiting in the on-deck circle. Nolan Ryan now with the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play, and it's 1-2. Nolan Ryan, the pitcher of record, on the long side of this 7-4 score here. Gary Gentry started today's ball game and worked two innings and worked a two-man in the third before he was removed. He went out of the ball game on the short side. Of a 2-0 score, but was taken off the hook. And here is the pitch swung right in line into left. Jones is coming up and makes the catch with a line drive. One man out for the Braves, batting in the top half of the seventh inning, and Tony Gonzalez is coming up now. He's been a tough out for the New York Mets in this series. He's 2-for-3 here this afternoon, a left-hand batter picked up by the Atlanta Braves in a trade from the San Diego Padres. After he had been left exposed by the Philadelphia Phillies in the early rounds of the expansion draft and chosen by no one, his former manager, Gene Mott, managing at Montreal, never did choose him. He was chosen for the San Diego Padres. Then when Philippe Alou went out with a cracked forefinger in July, Gonzalez stepped into center field and was a big man in the drive to the top of the West for the Atlanta Braves. It's a curveball high, and ball one now to Tony Gonzalez. Henry Aaron is waiting in the on-deck circle. One man out, nobody on base. Ryan gets the ball and throws it back. A swing and a miss. He tried to check it, but took it through, and it's 1-1. Aaron tried a short hop out there in right field a moment ago. And as outfielders will do from time to time, tried to get an out call on it. Here is a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off out of play. It's 1-2, which brought to mind the fact that he pulled it off just 12 years ago in 1957 in Milwaukee in a series between the Yankees and the Atlanta Braves on a drive hit by Mickey Mantle. In this particular case, umpire Augie Donatelli happened to be just beside him at the time the ball hit out there. He drove in a run. Now here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball fouled off, and it holds 1-2 to Tony Gonzalez. This has been a wild and woolly series. The New York Mets have scored 27 runs in 3 days against the Atlanta Braves. Here is the 1-2 delivery. Fastball, swung on and missed. Strikeout number 5 for the fireballer, Nolan Ryan. Two away, Braves batting in the seventh, and Henry Aaron is coming up. Hit a two-run homer to take the Braves to an early two-run lead. He doubled in the third. He popped a second in the fifth inning off Ryan. Henry Aaron is 2-for-3, one of the superstars of this game of baseball. As the pitch high inside, he ducked away from it. It's 1-0. Henry Aaron made the jump all the way to the major leagues from Jacksonville in the Class A Sally League, joining the Milwaukee Braves in 1954. He got his big chance in the outfield when an outfielder named Bobby Thompson broke an ankle. Thompson, who had hit the home run heard round the world in 51 for the Giants. Breaking pitch high. It's 2-0 now to Henry Aaron. It was a Henry Aaron home run against the St. Louis Cardinals in 1957 that gave the Milwaukee Braves their first pennant. Here's a swing and a foul ball off and out of play. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Aaron finished that 1957 season as the Braves center fielder. Felix Mantilla, a shortstop, and Bill Bruton, a center fielder, had collided. Bruton was out for the remainder of the year, and Sir Aaron was switched over to center field. He has the speed, the poise, the arm. He didn't like it in center field. Here's the 2-1 delivery. A little low, and it's 3-1 now. We have a pitching change now for the Minnesota Twins, with Baltimore batting in the top of the second in the American League Championship Series. Dick Woodson has relieved Bob Miller in the second inning. Fastball is popped up to the left side. Shortstop Bud Harrelson on the outfield grass, waiting for the towering pop. He makes the catch. So the side is retired by Ryan in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. In the middle of the seventh inning, the score is the Mets 7, the Braves 4.
Hurry, hurry to James Way. Doorbuster days are going on. Johnson Pledge at 88 cents. pierced earring jewelry boxes for 97 cents, a regular $1.58 value. Men's insulated pack boots at $4. Men's flannel shirts, just $1, sizes small, medium, and large. Full-fashioned cardigans, $2. Delicious turnouts in fine 12-gauge acrylic knit, sizes 34 to 40. Girls' dresses, $1, $2, and $3, sizes 4 to 14. The regular price, $3.97. And pink lotion detergent, 4 bottles for $1. New soft formula. Yes, it really pays to shop at the James Way Discount Department Store in the West Hill Shopping Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 10.
And now the New York Mets come up in the bottom half of the seventh inning, leading in this game by a score of 7-4, and Cleon Jones will be the batter. Cleon is 2-for-3 today. He batted .340 during the National League season for the New York Mets. If the New York Mets maintain the lead and win this ball game, they win the National League pennant. An unbelievable achievement. Cecil Luckshaw working in relief. Right-hand pitcher to the right-hand batter, and it is taken high for a ball. Cleon bluffing and taking the pitch. Archansky moves up there on deck. A.G.'s had a home run today for the Mets. Boswell's had a two-run homer. Wayne Garrett's had a two-run homer. Here's the 1-0 delivery, and it is swung on and popped up towards second. Gil Garrido, the shortstop, moves over behind the bag. He's there and waiting. Garrido makes the catch with a lot of white showing in the glove. There's one away, and that'll bring up Archansky. Jansky is 1-for-3. He's been swinging a big, big bat for the New York Mets in this championship series. Jansky is 7-for-12 in this three-game series. He hit an even 300 for the Mets during the regular season. He's an authentic Major League 300 hitter, Archansky. Curveball, and it's in there for a called strike. Upshaw delivers with a sidearm delivery that sometimes is so low that it's almost a submarine pitch. Again, he's into the motion. Here's the strike one delivery. Swung and hit on the ground to second. It's taken by Leon and bobbled. He throws away from him and Jansky's on it first. Leon moves to his right, stuck the glove down to pull it up one-handed, and he is charged with an error as he booted it. Rod Gasper comes out to run for Jansky, and the hand is for Jansky. He's out of the ball game. Rod Gasper will stay in defensively for the New York Mets in place of Jansky and Wright. That was the first error of this ball game, and now Boswell's up. He is 3-for-3 today. He has driven in 3 of the Mets' 7 runs. A home run and 2 singles. Ken Boswell, who had a lot to do with the New York Mets down the stretch, when he hit more than 400, throw to first is not in time, and Jasper's back safely. Upshaw with the pitch now to the left-hand batter, and it's in the air to center field. Anthony Gonzalez retreats the step or two and makes the catch. Halfway, Gaspar goes back to first base. It's Greenfield coming up now. He's 1-for-3. He doubled in the fourth inning without trying to stretch it into a triple. But he has hit the ball hard 3 times. A line drive to right, a hard double, and a line drive to first. Ed Greenpool coming up. Don Glendinnen and Ron Swoboda, both right-hand batters, have not played in this championship series. Gil Hodges maintaining a strong bench and going with his left-hand batting lineup. Throw to first, Casper is back safely. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-4, and they're batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Swinging a ground ball to first, taken by Cepeda. Unassisted, he kicks the bag, and the side is retired. So it is no runs, no hits, and error on one left. That's the end of 7 full innings to play. The score is the New York Mets 7, the Atlanta Braves 4.
Oh, look, Ted. The Kellys in the parade with their new car.
Yeah, Mavis, I see.
What is it? Sure looks expensive. One of those big, fancy European cars, I'll bet.
Mavis, that's an American Motors Ambassador SST. No more expensive than a lot of Fords or Chevys.
If I know Marianne Kelly, I'll bet they chintz on the extras to get a car that looks like that.
That Ambassador has air conditioning, individually adjustable reclining seat.
How do you know so much about the Kelly's Ambassador?
Well, air conditioning is standard equipment, not an option on all new Ambassadors.
Ted, you know, we really could use a new car. Could we...
Mavis, I've already ordered our new Ambassador.
Wait till I see Marianne Kelly.
See your Northeast American Motors dealer, having the most exciting auto show in town. Whatever you want in a car, he's got it ready for immediate delivery. Your Northeast American Motors dealer.
Now manager Gil Hodges makes the defensive moves he's been making all year. He puts Al Weiss in at second base in place of Boswell. He puts Jasper in right field in place of Shamsky. The contributions of Weiss and Jasper have been considerable to the New York Met cause. The Mets have been a 25-man baseball team this year. Now Rico Carty is up to lead off for the Atlanta Braves here in the top half of the eighth inning. Rico Carty in the American League. Baltimore got three runs in the top of the second. It's Baltimore 3, Minnesota 1, midway of the second inning. Jim Palmer against Bob Miller, relieved by Dick Whitson in the second inning. Here's a fastball in for a call strike. If Baltimore maintains that lead and wins the ball game, Baltimore wins the American League pennant. Then it would be the winner here against the Baltimore Orioles. A curveball in for a call strike to Rico Carty. The Orioles started the day two games up, two games to none against the Minnesota Twins in the American League Championship playoff. Has balled on the ground wide of third, and it is knocked down by Garrett and then kicked away, and so Carty is on it first. Garrett moved his left, tried to short off the ball, and did not come up with it cleanly, and then booted it away onto the infield grass. Carty is a leadoff runner on it first with a base hit. A truth in lending is nothing new at household for that, where before you sign on the dotted line, you'll know what your loan will cost. Trust household for that. Orlando Cepeda is coming up. He has had a double and intentional walk and a long two-run homer. His two-run homer in the fifth puts the Atlanta Braves temporarily back out in front of this ballgame. Braves are batting in the top of the eighth, and here is the pitch. It's low for a ball. Rico Carty on his first base with nobody out, and the Mets are leading the Braves by a score of 7-4. That pitch is low for a ball. On the message board, happy anniversary to the Met entry of Barbara and Al White, celebrating number 7 here today. Phil Niekro, the knuckleballer who started this championship series, is warming in the bullpen for the Atlanta Braves. Here's a pitch in for a called strike to Cepeda. Niekro up and throwing, the knuckleballer for the Atlanta Braves in the bullpen. He won 23 games for them during the regular season. This will be a 2-1 delivery as Carty leads it first. Cranfield plays behind him there. Swing and a miss by Cepeda at the plate. It's 2-2. The Mets 7 runs on 13 hits and the Atlanta Braves 4 runs on 7 hits. Nolan Ryan came on here with nobody out in the top half of the third inning. When he came in, there were runners at second and third. He struck out Carty, walked Cepeda intentionally. That loaded the bases. He struck out Boyer and got Didier on a fly ball to left to get out of the inning without damage being done. Any damage then might have been irreparable because the Braves were holding a 2-0 lead at that time. Ryan takes a little walk around the mound, taking a breather before getting ready to work the 2-2 pitch to Orlando Cepeda. Here it is, swung on and fouled back out of play. 2-2. Cepeda fouled off that fastball about 3 or 4 times before he hit it out of the ballpark on Nolan Ryan in the top half of the fifth inning. So Ryan now is trying to get by Cepeda and Boyer to get on down into the lower part of this batting order. The Braves up in the eighth inning. Two pitch and again that's a call strike three. He went to a breaking pitch and struck him out. Strikeout number 6 for Nolan Ryan. One away and Cleve Boyer is coming up. He has grounded out, struck out, and flied out so far in this ball game. Boyer's a right-hand batter. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-4. Bill Negro continues to throw in the bullpen for the Atlanta Braves. Nolan Ryan's pitch breaks low and away. Blocked by Jerry Grody, who is Ryan's roommate on the road. They speak the same language. They're both from Texas. Nolan Ryan from Alvin, Texas, and Jerry Grody from San Antonio, Texas. 1-0 is the count to Cleve Poyer. With Bob Didier on deck. Mike Lum has moved over to the bat rack now. He has been the Braves' most dependable pinch hitter. Here's a swing and a foul ball out to the right side of play. It's 1-1. Mike Lum hanging around the bat rack with Cleve Poyer, the number six man in the order at the plate, followed by Bob Didier, the catcher. Here's the 1-1 delivery, and it's in there for a call strike, a fastball. The Cleve Poyer just about fell high. It's 1-2. The Mets 7, the Braves 4 in the third game of the championship series. Best 3 of 5. The Mets came into this game today leading 2-0. Here's a swing and a foul ball to the right side and out of play. Count holds at 1-2 to Cleve Poyer. Shea Stadium draped in all the bunnies symbolic of this occasion. Here today, Nolan Ryan checks the runner at first base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it's in there for a ball strike three. It's a fastball again. Got a strikeout, his seventh of the ball game. That is the second time that Ryan has struck out Poyer. Mike Lum will bat for catcher Bob Didier. Mike Lum will bat for Didier. During the National League season, he hit .268. He had one homer and 22 runs batted in. In the championship series, Lum is 1-for-1. Mike Lum will bat for Bob Didier. Jerry Grody goes out to the mound to have a word with his pitcher, Nolan Ryan. The Mets lead 7-4. Two men out and a runner at first base. New York Mets would like to get out of this inning right here. So that in the ninth inning, they'd be facing the bottom of the batting order, the number 8 and number 9 men with possible pinch hitters there, and then Felix Millan before getting to the likes of Tony Gonzalez, Henry Aaron, and Rico Cardi. They'd like not to have to get to them, if at all possible. Mike Lum is a left-hand batter. Mets have a 3-run lead. Cardi takes his lead at first base. Ryan Fitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Out of play at strike one. Again, Ryan looks in to get a sign from Jerry Grody. He has it. He sets up. And here is the pitch. It's low for a ball. It's 1-1. One-one delivery. Swung on and foul out to the left side. It's 1-2. At the end of two innings of play in the American League at Minnesota, the Baltimore Orioles 3 and the Minnesota Twins 1. Jim Palmer against Bob Miller, relieved by Dick Woodson in the second inning. Baltimore leading 3-1 at the end of two. In games, Baltimore leading 2-0 over Billy Martin's Minnesota Twins. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Going online into left field, and it's going to be in there for a base hit. Taken by Cleon Jones and played back. Moving to second is Cardi there. Runners at first and second, and Felipe Lou is going to come out to bat now. Tying run at the plate. And Lou will bat for Gil Garrido. He cracked a forefinger in July and was replaced by Gonzalez for most of the games down the stretch. He's been taking batting practice right along. And Lou hit .282 during the season with 5 homers and 33 runs batted in. We're going to get some action down in the Met bullpen now as well. Two base hits for the Atlanta Braves. Now off Nolan Ryan. Here in the eighth inning. The Mets are leading 7-4. The Braves have runners at first and second with two men out. Felipe Lou, a major league veteran, a right-hand batter. Here's the pitch. Swung on line to short. Taken by Harrison. A line shot. And at that moment, the Mets had Ron Taylor and John Gallardo throwing in the bullpen, but the start is restarted. A Lou hit the ball on the button. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. In the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the Mets 7, the Braves 4.
I don't know why I love you like I do.
The Mets are leading 7-4. The Braves have made some changes. To tell you about that and to detail the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's Ralph Kiner.
All right, Lindsey Nelson. He's catching for the Braves now. Bob Tillman coming in for Bob Didier, who was taken out for a pinch hitter. Also going in the shortstop, Sonny Jackson replacing Gil Garrido. Garrido was taken out for a pinch hitter when Felipe Lou came in the ballgame and lined out for the last out at the top of the eighth. Tommy Jackson will bat in the seventh position and Tillman in the eighth. And the first batter for the Mets will be Jerry Grody. Mets are leading by a score of 7-4. They have 7 runs on 13 hits. The Braves have 4 runs and 8 base hits. On the mound, Cecil Upshaw, a sidearm right-hander, in the first pitch to Grody. Breaking ball outside, ball one. Grody has a double and 3 times up in the ballgame. He's had 2 hits and 11 times up in the series. Now the next pitch is grounded down in the dirt. Grody over the top of a breaking ball, fouling the ball straight down. Braves led 2-0 at the end of one. The Mets got a run in the third on a home run by Tommy Agee to cut the lead to one. They took the lead in the fourth inning when they scored 2 runs. They saw their lead go away when the Braves got 2 runs. They got it back with 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth. They tacked one on in the sixth, and they lead 7-4. Next pitch is outside. Home runs in the ball game by Tommy Agee, Wayne Garrett, Ken Boswell for the New York Mets, Orlando Cepeda, and Hank Aaron for the Braves. Now a swing and a miss, strike 3. Jerry Grody struck out. One away in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and that'll bring up Bud Harrelson. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Had a sacrifice in the sixth to set up a run. Batting left-handed against Upshaw. And the first pitch is inside, ball one. Rico Cardi playing very shallow and over by the foul line in left field. And the 1-0 pitch to Harrelson. Rounded out to the second baseman, Phoenix Mion. He has the ball, fires to first base, 2 men away. That'll bring up Nolan Ryan, and listen to this hand. Standing ovation for Nolan Ryan.
2-0, runners at second and third. The count, one ball, two strikes on Rico Carney. No one out. He struck out Carney, walked the fader intentionally, struck out Boyer, and left the bases loaded when he got Didier to fly out the left. So Ryan, relieving Gary Gentry, receiving a tremendous ovation. And the first pitch to him, a swing and a miss, strike one. In the ninth inning, Ryan will be pitching to a pinch hitter, Felix Mian and Tony Gonzalez. The one strike pitch. It is too high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Cecil Upshaw now into the windup and the 1-1 pitch. Grounded back through the middle, a base hit into center field, and Ryan with his second base hit. Ryan with his second base hit. Mets now have 14 in the ball game. And Tommy Agee coming up. Tommy has doubled, hit a home run. He also has an infield hit and two runs batted in. 3-for-4 in the game. Tommy, 5-for-14 in the series with two home runs. And the first pitch to Agee. It's swung on and missed, strike one. At the end of two, Baltimore 3, Minnesota 1. Baltimore won the first two games of their series. Best 3 out of 5. One strike pitch, swung on and missed. Agee going for a high curveball and not making contact. So Upshaw with a count at strike two. And the pitch. Foul ball hit into the stands, and the count remains at strike two. Mets reaching their highest hit total in this series already in this game with 14. Their previous high was 13. Two strike pitch, grounded foul again. Agee fooled by the pitch, just got a piece of it and stayed alive. Mets had their highest run total in the series, winning 11-6 yesterday. 11 runs in one ball game, their all-time high for the year. They had done it several times. Now a pitch inside. Ball gets away momentarily from Tillman, but Ryan holds it first. 1-2. Ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Agee was really swinging hard. He has struck out. That retires his side. We go to the top of the ninth. In the inning, no runs, one hit. No errors, a man left at first. And the score. At the end of eight, the New York Mets 7, the Atlanta Braves 4.
Natal Rumbler announces International's once-a-year clearance sale of new go-anywhere, haul-anything international travelalls at best-of-the-year prices while they last. The Travelall sleek styling is packed with luxury, space, and power. Rich color-coordinated interior, Sleep 3, Ride 9. Its V8 engine responds with brute power up to 235 horsepower to tow loads up to 3 tons, more than any other wagon on the road in any weather on any road. Luxury optional extras and special seasonal savings include four-wheel drive, power steering, automatic transmission, built-in air conditioning, wood grain side panels, stereo, and bucket seats. Engine choices range from 145 horsepower PowerThrift 6 to the rugged PowerPack 235 horsepower V8. Go international, and you'll go for international's clearance sale prices at Natal Rambler, South Broadway, Saratoga. Come in and pick your new international travelall that out-tows, out-goes, and out-shows any other wagon, and drive it home today.
We're going now to the top of the ninth inning. The Mets leading 7-4. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WKAJ-FM, Saratoga Springs, New York. 102.3 on your FM dial, the home of the New York Mets.
And with that roar, a catch in center field by Tommy Agee on the first pitch to Bob Azzalone, batting for the pitcher Cecil Upjohn. Line drive to center field. Now the Mets two outs away. And the batter coming up is Felix Mion. Mets leading 7-4. One man out, top of the ninth inning. Mion is 0-for-4 in this game. And the first pitch by Ryan is high, a fastball missing ball one. Mion has yet to swing at the first pitch in this series. Now at 1-0, Ryan back. And a fastball blazed through at the knees. Strike one. Ryan has struck out seven. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball ground out to short. Charging in is Harrelson. He has the ball. It's going to first base for out number two. So the Mets are one out away from their impossible dream. And the batter coming up is Tony Gonzalez. Nolan Ryan, who came in the ballgame, with the Mets behind 2-0 in the third. One out away from the National League pennant. Gonzalez has had two hits from four times up. Left hand batter. Against Ryan, he has had no hits in two times up. And the first pitch, swung on and hit, strike one. Blazing fastball, letter high. And the pitch back, a curve, dropped out to third. Garrett has the ball, a throw to first. As the Mets celebrating their National League championship. Crowd pouring out of the field. The Atlanta Braves disappearing in their dugout in the background. And the Mets players now going into the clubhouse. Fans in the field trying to get home plate out. Trying to get the pitcher's mound. The bags have been removed. And again, another wild scramble here at Shea Stadium. In the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for Nolan Ryan. The Mets win it by a score of 7-4.
Here in the clubhouse, it's manager Gil Hodges of the New York Mets. Gil, have you ever done this before?
Well, yes, Lindsay, but this is beautiful. I think this is going to be the greatest, just the greatest I've ever been in. And I've been in a few, and none can compare with the feeling of this right now.
Just marvelous. Gil, you were quoted in an Atlanta paper as saying that you thought the Mets could sweep this three-game set. Did you really think so?
Well, yes, I did, but I didn't think we'd do it this way, Lindsay. I thought our pitching would hold up more, but I'm so happy that our hitting came through as it did in the three-game series, and actually our boys out-hit their boys and played much better baseball.
You scored 27 runs in 3 days. That's an Ebbets Field power attack.
Well, it looked like a Robinson, Reese, Snyder, Campanella, Frillo, and all the boys at that time. And this is, I just don't know how do you explain it, Lindsay, except that these boys are so great individuals, and they just got so much confidence that they just feel they can't lose, and they're not going to lose.
Now, it looks like you're going to be playing the Baltimore Orioles. They're leading in Minnesota. How do you feel about Baltimore?
Well, I think Baltimore's a great fella, and we're getting Mayor Lindsay really tagged down there. But look at that.
Let's get him up here. Mayor Lindsay, come up and join us here, if you will. The mayor of Fun City, and it's a fun city. It is a fun city right now, Mayor.
Thank you, Gil.
What a great day for us. I know you must have a few words for Manager Gil Hodges, Mayor.
Yeah, you're the most beautiful man I ever saw in my life. Thank God for you, for all the team.
Well,
we love you. We're so happy that you're here.
The city's
always this
fast.
The
whole city is overjoyed.
Thank you, Mayor.
I've never been wetter.
As you know, Mayor Lindsay, it looks as though it's going to be Baltimore. They're leading. Would you have a word on this telecast for the mayor of Baltimore?
Well, you want to tell the mayor of Baltimore that as much as we admire him and like him, we're going to welcome him to New York City, but he's going to come in second.
Right. Thank you very much, Mayor Lindsay. And coming up now is Mrs. Joan Payson, the principal owner of the New York Mets. Mrs. Payson. Beautiful. And Jill Hodges, right here. Thank you. Thank you so much. How do you feel?
I just feel great.
It's just marvelous, isn't it?
Wonderful.
This is the
have
day.
Have you seen such a team?
This is the day you've been waiting for, I know.
Yeah, they painful gave me this ball. He said it's the last ball.
Marvelous.
I never believe it.
Marvelous. Now you're ready for the World Series?
Yeah.
Bring them on. Bring them on. Says Joan Payson, the principal owner of the New York Mets. And a little sip of champagne to toast the occasion from Tom Seaver. There you are, toasting the victory. Fine, Mrs. Payson. Fine. And now here he is, Nolan Ryan. Nolan, a magnificent performance. Thank you very much. You came in there with runners at second and third in the third inning. You knew you were brought in to try to get the strikeout to get out of the hole. What were your thoughts?
Well, Lindsay, when I came in the game, I hadn't had a lot of time to warm up.
You know, get in your eyes if you're
a little. That burns. I didn't have a whole lot of time to warm up.
Right.
And so I came in, and all I knew is that I had a good fastball. I wasn't able to throw any curves in the bullpen. And so I just knew that I had to come in and throw strikes.
You had excellent control today. Sometimes you don't. You had it all going.
Well, yes. I walked one guy today, and he ended up scoring on me, which always happens. But I had a real good fastball today, and I was able to get my curveball over when I needed to.
Nolan, you came back out of the Army. Did you work out until you got to the roster again on September 1st? This has got to be the happiest day of all for you.
Oh, yes, this is going to be the greatest day of my life.
Nolan Ryan, who got the victory today, that won the National League pennant for the New York Mets. Nolan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Nolan Ryan. And here he is. Cleon Jones. I was expecting Cleon to bring an Aretha Franklin record, but you didn't have one, that Cleon.
Well, we played together. Coming in last night on the plane.
Yes, we did. Okay, if I can ever get my eyes. If I can get my eyes. And Jerry Grody here on his.
Atta boy.
Jerry Grody on his birthday.
We missed you last time. We got it.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'll take it any time I can get it. Let it all go.
Have a drink here, baby.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Come on,
have a two.
Hey, Cleon.
What's up, Murphy? How you doing? Nice talking to you, Murphy.
You know what?
And anything we'd comment on this wild scene here, these fans who have suffered through some of the worst teams in the history of baseball now have come up with a winner. And over 2 million fans rooted these Mets on. Their team reached its peak in September and kept its drive going in the championship series with Atlanta. They're now the National League champs and will play either Baltimore or Minnesota for the World Championship, the World Series opening next Saturday in the American League City. They're trying to clear the field. They'll need it here next week. Tony?
Kurt, you know the Braves were simply outplayed. It's just that simple, but in a different way than most people thought.
Well, this is Kurt Gowdy and Tony Kubek in Shea Stadium, New York. Stay tuned as we now take you to Bloomington, Minnesota for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins for the championship of the American League.